You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome. It's time for the Irish Podcast yet again. I'm Andy Holding. Going to be looking at today's card at Leopardstown on this Thursday evening, August the 10th. We've got seven races for you, the highlight of which comes in the shape of the Ballyroan Stakes, which is a Group 3 contest at 7:20. Small but select fields dominate the early part of the card, but we have got one or two meaty handicaps towards the back end to get our teeth stuck into. So, as ever, a fairly varied card at the Dublin venue. Good to firm ground is the predicted forecast for the day, with no rain whatsoever in the area. It should maintain that throughout the course of the afternoon and into the evening. So that's good news for punters who are looking to get stuck into tonight's card. We begin with the 5:15, which is a two-year-old contest over six furlongs. And without a shadow of a doubt, the best horse in this lineup, in my opinion, is Manpower from the Mickey O'Callaghan stable, who made a really encouraging debut back here on the 20th of July. When he kept on quite nicely in the latter stages to get within a length of Battle of Jericho, who was well ridden to make use of his experience by Shamie Heffernan from the front and from stall one. Manpower, who was drawn in stall seven, found himself towards the back of the field as the runners turned for home, but he started on in such eye-catching fashion, he got within hailing distance of Aidan O'Brien's charge at the end. That run would have surely brought him on quite considerably mentally and physically. And he does look a nice type as well, this colt by Dandy Man. Plenty of size and scope for the future. Looks a proper sprinter. Tongue tie on tonight. Hopefully that should make a difference. The only negative would be the draw in stall nine, which is a little bit of a problem. But hopefully he's good enough to overcome that and get the better of New to Town, who's had a couple of nice runs already at the Curra and at this track respectively. Another one to keep an eye on is Sappho from the Henry de Bromont stable. This filly by Teofilio created a really favourable impression on the debut at the Curra over six furlongs behind subsequent winner Fleet Review, and that form has been boosted, looking as though she's shaped as though she'll definitely want further in time. She's definitely one worth bearing in mind once she gets a distance of ground to cover in the future.
Race 2.
On to the 5:45, and it's the first of the competitive handicaps here this evening. And the one I quite like here is Dandy's Gold from the William Fitzpatrick stable. She's been in fairly consistent form throughout the duration of this season. And you've only got to look at her overall level of form in her last two starts, despite being defeated, to suggest that she's still holding it together quite nicely. That third behind the likes of Music Box and Miss Power reads really well in the context of this race. And I don't think she did a great deal wrong the other day down in the Curra behind Silver Code and Co. That race was a feature of a very strong pace throughout, and the winner actually clocked 33 and change from the last three furlongs to suggest that he's definitely up to group class. So, you know, she was in quite deep that day. You go back to her win at Garran, three starts back, she beat Magda Weir and Dinky Inti. Two horses have gone on to win subsequently and boost the form. So overall, I do think our chances are there for all to see here. In what looks a fairly weakish race, I'd expect Dandy's Gold dropping back a furlong here in the hands of Dylan Hogan to get back on track there in that six furlong handicap.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:15 then, which is a mile one maiden for the three-year-old fillies. And the one I'm concentrating on here is Arcana from the is Erica from the John Ox stable, who caught the eye last time out at the Curra, staying on quite nicely in the latter stages of what was a keenly contested affair, which went the way of Jim Bolger's ringside support. I do like the way she plugged on quite nicely in the latter stages, and that backed up another good run the time before over what seemed an inadequate trip at Fairy House behind, again, another one of Jim Bolger's in the shape of New Terms. So time figures stack up quite nicely in the context of this race, and in what looks a fairly disappointing contest for the track standard, I'd certainly expect Arakar to go quite well here and at least reap some each way support around about the 11 to 2 mark.
Race 4.
On to the 650 then, and the biggest field of the night sets to post, 22 all told. Unfortunately, my main fancy here, I'm laughing at this, because Nimitz is a horse that I've had on my mind for quite a while now to capture one of these handicaps, but he's got undone by several circumstances that have been out of his control of late. First of all, down in Garen, it was a slightly run tactical fair in a small field and he could never get involved. And then last time out, he got a bad draw, but still ran his face off to finish third behind Magwadiri and Cloudy Miss. In what's turned out to be a very good race on the speed figures. Indeed, the winner clocked a time from the 3 furlong pole, amazingly quicker than the Pentagon did from that juncture. So clearly, this form is well above average. And considering this 3-year-old's trying to give weight to the whole field, I do think that was a decent performance by Charles O'Brien's charge. I do think he wants a distance of ground. I think probably a mile and a quarter, even a mile and a half towards the back end of the season will suit him. But he has got the coffin box drawn 22 of 22 right out on the wing. So life is going to be tough, one would imagine, for him to overcome that. If he doesn't manage too well, Path of Silver could be the main beneficiary, having run well on her last two or three outings. Indeed, she was victorious at the Killarney Festival back in May, followed that up by a victory over two subsequent winners in the shape of Alan's Pride and Tom Dooley down in Tipperary in a very fast time. Unfortunately, things just didn't quite pan out for last time out at Killarney when she was sent off favourite in a race that was dominated by the front runners. She got stuck in on the inside and couldn't get any daylight late on, and ended up getting beat around about 3 or 4 lengths in the end. However, the first and second have both advertised the form with good runs at Galway last week, so it probably wasn't a bad performance in the cold light of day. I think this track will suit her much more, obviously, here tonight. And around about 13-2 with William Hill this morning, I suggest we have a few quid each way and Path of Silver, but also keeping an eye on Nimitz to see how he gets on from that bad draw.
Race 5.
On to the 7:20 then, and the best race on the card in the shape of the Ballyroan Stakes Group 3 contest. And Johan Vermeer is without shadow of a doubt the best horse in this contest. Obviously, he's a Group 1 winner as a 2-year-old, and he's done nothing wrong in his last few runs when he's taken on horses of his own age group. Indeed, he managed to beat Success Days last time out, who's gone on to advertise the form at York. And if you need any more encouragement to know how good that race was at the Curragh, the third horse has also won Moonlight Magic. So he clearly is in rampant form in beating those two horses, but he's never really been proven over beyond a mile and a quarter. So he's dipping his toe into uncharted waters here this evening. And around about even money, we'll probably just look, not necessarily to take him on, but perhaps look for an alternative without the favourite. And that comes in the shape of Grandy from the informed Jessica Harrington stable. Seem to be saying that comment all year. This horse is a course and distance winner. When she beat Azira, of course, went on to win a very good race at Cork the other night. And albeit this horse never cut much ice in the Group 1 Irish Derby at the Curragh, he bounced back to form in a listed race last time out at Damrall, travelling well for most of the majority of the journey. He just got tired in the latter stages when picked off by a couple of older horses who just outstayed him over a mile 6. Dropping back to a mile and a half tonight, I certainly expect Agrandi to run a big race there in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate then, which comes up at 7:50. A couple of horses here that I do think can outrun their odds based on their recent jumps form is Petuna and Abraham. I do like Petuna. I think she's quite a grand little mare who always seems to run a race. And she was in good form when we last saw her over hurdles down in Kilbeggan when she chased home Lacares. Prior to that, she'd won at Tipperary, so she is obviously in good shape. And it's not as if her form figures on the flat is too shabby either. That run when we last saw her on the level back in September is when she chased home Gutsy Rocky and automated in what turned out to be a very strongly run 2-mile-2 affair. This mile 7 trip on a galloping track on decent ground should play right into her strengths, and she's double figure quoted this morning around about 10-1, so it makes sense to have half a look at her. As I mentioned, Abraham, well, he comes in even good nick as well, having won a maiden hurdle down in Cork the other day in quite a good speed figure. He missed his engagement at the Galway Festival due to soft ground, so that might have well been a blessing in disguise. Danny Shee takes 7 off, and I also expect him to go well at double figure odds.
And the final race.
On to the final race, and this looks to be Aidan O'Brien's good opportunity, whatever happens throughout the course of the evening, to land a winner here in the shape of Abyssian from the Ballydore Maestro. This colt was a very big eye-catcher first time out at Killarney on his first run of the campaign when chasing home She's So Flawless in the latter stages without being unduly punished. I do like the way he went through the line that day. He was just getting the hang of things in the latter stage of that race. Just looked as though he was still a little bit green and a bit wet behind the ears. Hopefully the blinkers on for the first time will just sharpen his mind up a little bit and help this colt by Galileo finally get his head in front. So Abyssian, quite a confident vote there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in tomorrow. We're going to be doing duty at Tipperary for a 7-race programme there on the flat beginning at 5:20. So until then, it's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.